everyone, and welcome to another edition of Rhino Knows Sports. I'm your host, The Rhino. You know, I love getting to do this podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I like to take a little tidbit of something that's in the news nowadays and just really break it down for you and really help you see what's going on in sports, why everybody's so attracted to sports, and why everybody is all over everything that is sports. If you've been listening to this podcast for a long time now, it's changed a lot, but it's also been an exciting experience being able to see each and every one of these fans come up to me in the streets or come up to me everywhere and just say like, man, I really like that sports podcast. I really like that sports podcast. Today, we are going to talk about, it's a little too early for it, but it's coming up in April. It is the NFL draft. We just got done with the Super Bowl. You feel it. You felt it when the Chiefs took home the Super Bowl. It's over. The season's over. But shortly after it, 2 months later, the Chiefs and all those other teams are going to be picking players. There's a lot of speculations on a lot of different things going on in the NFL. One of them being that there is a team that I've never seen this happen before, but there's a team next year that will pick not only first, but also third in the draft. That is the Chicago Bears. So they can pick one in a million talent, and they can also pick a quarterback. There's so many ways they can do it. They can pick one of the greatest talented players on the team, or they pick a quarterback and then pick the talented player. It's crazy what the Bears can do with the first and third pick. But I really want to break it down for the regular viewer. There's a lot of different pieces that go into drafting. It's looking for those guys that'll fit your team. So whatever your fandom is, say you're a Lions fan, say you're a Bears fan, say you're an Atlanta Falcons fan, and also say that you're an Arizona Cardinals fan. Each and every one of those teams needs a certain skill set or a certain prospect that's going to help meet those needs. That's where, if you look at like on a team roster or on like a team, there is these people who are called scouts, and the scouts will be looking at college prospects, people who are going into the NFL draft, and they're making their best judgments on which of these players is going to best suit their team, is going to best give their team the opportunity to win, just like the Chiefs took every possible player to win that Super Bowl. So the key is finding those prospects that's going to fit your team best. Looking for those players that are diamonds in the rough, players that will do the dirty work that needs to be done. Everybody on a football team fills a unique and important role that best serves the purposes of the football team in general. Another thing is looking for people you want and who you don't want. There's guys like that Marvin Harrison Jr. Everybody's talking about him being a wide receiver and that he has the potential to be one of the best wide receivers out there in the game. That is all based on what your team needs and how it's going to fit that mold to better fit your team. When you're looking at the draft, you see two guys usually put out their kind of mock drafts. There's Todd McShay and Mel Kiper Jr. Those two usually put out a draft that kind of puts out a draft board that notifies people of who's on the board, who's available, and who is up for grabs based on what is needed or what's available that's the best prospect for each team. This year, when you watch the draft, or if you do decide to watch the draft for a few rounds, you'll see things like Kuiper's best available or Todd McShay's potential picks or where he would have went. And you'd be surprised that sometimes teams don't pick what Todd McShay and Mel Kuiper say. They're not like the gurus. They usually get some of them right, or they know at least some substance of talent for some of the teams. But the best I can give you is that the scouts on an NFL team are going to look for those players that they know their team needs. For example, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, but they still need something on the wide receiver core, or they need to add a few more linemen. That is a key thing that the Chiefs would need. A big thing with the biggest benefits from the biggest benefits from the NFL draft is that there is a lot of different players out there, and each and every one of those players is going to meet those needs. Just like I was talking about with the prospect side of it, there are players out there who are going to fit that void that the team so desperately needs to help them become better, to help them become more so that they can get better. I don't know where the Bears are going to go, but they have two picks. But the Bears need an identity. They need, for lack of better terms, a Patrick Mahomes. They need a Josh Allen. They need a Herbert. They need a Joe Burrow. They need someone that they can build around. They need that first piece that's going to help all the other chips fall where they may. But they got to get that quarterback right first. If they choose Justin Fields, then they've got to ride it out with Justin Fields. But they also got to be thinking, like, do they want to start over, or do they want to try this Justin Fields thing out again? And I guess that would be it. I think with the NFL draft, I don't want to bog you guys down with too much information. I just kind of want to open the concept up, because pretty soon it'll become more. Pretty soon it'll become a lot more crucial. As we get into April, that's when we'll really get to see where teams are going, where teams are falling, what teams need to do. It'll be all up in the air. So thank you all so much for listening, and thank you all so much for watching. And I would love to see more and more people be able to listen to this sports podcast. I would love to see more and more and more people being able to listen to it, being able to respond to it, maybe send me feedback. So feel free to send me feedback. Download the podcast if you want, and keep downloading it and tell your friends and family about it. It is the most educational I can be with sports, and I'm just trying to help everyone out there so that when you see these guys and they're just going insane for their football team or going insane for their baseball team, I'm trying to help you see what they are so excited about and how you can be just as excited as they are. So, thank you all so much for listening, and have a good night, everybody. Good night.